A dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe this fine, fine, wonderful afternoon and evening. Welcome back to another fun, filled, exciting, wonderful podcast from WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall, and co-host, Marcus, who unfortunately won't be here for the next two shows because he's going on vacation. We were supposed to do a show today, but I've been unable to connect with him today, and I assume it's probably due to his workload and the fact that he's got a pack and everything for a vacation that he's taking off for tomorrow, I believe. Or might be the day after. But at any rate, I'm sure his schedule is quite tight right now. And unfortunately, so is mine, so I had to get this show recorded and on the air as quickly as possible. And got just a few things for you on this episode. Unfortunately, I don't have any plugins for Marcus. He hadn't had a chance to get them into the notes for us, so we're just going to go with me. So it'll be a bit shorter of a show than usual, and, you know, who knows, maybe I'll rant on a little bit longer than I should. After all, there is something really crazy here to rant on about. Now, first thing I want to do, though, is with my rant. And, of course, I could do it by myself this time, so it's loads of fun. First thing I want to do, though, is I want to announce the launch of a great new website. This has been one that I've made mention of in the last couple of podcasts without mentioning the title of it. It's something that has been an obsession of mine for quite some time, trying to get this site launched for a long time now. And only since WordPress, have I been allowed to do this without having to hire a programmer to create everything needed. So the website is called tourguidesearch.com. It's a great new place to list and find listings for tour guides in your area or where you might be heading to. It's, of course, starting out with tour guides listings from Vancouver Island, which is where I live. So I'm going to start here in my area and work it out from there. If you know folks out there that want to run a tour guide service and would like to list their service on the site, send them on over. It's a fee listing, of course, so you can check it out, and I'll be happy to take any feedback on it. There's a link to it in the show notes, or just go to tourguidesearch.com and go find your great tours on Vancouver Island. There's all kinds of great, interesting tours located there. And I'll be providing some more information for it and keep listing it up. And who knows, maybe I'll plug it every couple of shows or so just to keep it going, because I really like this idea. It's something that's been in the back of my head for a long time, and I've been sitting on this domain name for several years. Thank God for the pause button. You didn't get to hear me choke. One thing you should never do, never breathe and swallow at the same time. It just never works. So it brings tears to your eyes and causes you to gag all over the place. So that's that. And of course, this last week I've noticed I've been having some communication glitches with clients and other folks, and they've just been driving me batty. And so the first thing that came to my mind is, of course, is Mercury going retrograde? And sure enough, I went and looked it up, and sure as shit, Mercury is going retrograde, which is the most irritating thing in the world. And whether or not you believe in it, it actually happens. When Mercury is retrograde, communications take a snafu and a vacation for several weeks. Between now and the end of December, Mercury is in retrograde, so make sure you get out there and pay close attention to your communications, double check, triple check, and make sure everything is fully understood. Mercury is in retrograde. And of course, my show notes, it says insert sarcasm here, because you know how hard it is to put sarcasm into text if you're not a writer? And even writers have a tough time making text come across with sarcasm. So, what else have we got? This thing here, This next item is something that is slightly dear to my heart, and it's something that falls along the lines of the last time I went on a soapbox and ranted on about something. It was about copyright. And this here flows right into it. Now, if you're in the States, I don't live in the States, so I'm Canadian, live up here in Canada. But what I encourage you to do if you live in the States is contact your senators, because this thing that's happening, you need to put a stop to it, because if it passes in the States, it will impact the rest of the world. What it's called is SOPA, S-O-P-A, and what does it stand for? It stands for, I can't find the exact thing on it. It's a Stop Online Piracy Act is what it's for. In short, it's a crazy build upon several other types of piracy acts that they've been trying to pass in Congress. And of course you can guess the usual suspects, I want to say numerous other words for them out there, the usual suspects pushing this through are moneyed members of Congress, the RIAA, MPAA, and strangely the AFL-CIO. Why, I don't know. So the music industry, the movie industry, Chamber of Commerce's money to fame. It's like the guys with money, you know, and they think they're losing money to pirates. But truthfully, it doesn't matter how much you try to stop it. Pirates are going to be pirates, and those that are going to steal are going to steal. If you make it very easy for them to steal, well, the average person will steal. But if you make it even easier for them to buy it, they will more than happily buy it. After all, Apple has already proved that with over billions of downloads from the iTunes stores at 99 cents a piece. They made it very easy and very cheap and affordable, and everyone will pay for it, you know. So, well, not everyone, but the majority will always pay for it. At any rate, this bill going through, it's some legislation that is going to push through Congress that is going to make a dramatic impact on the Internet. And unfortunately, the United States manages the Internet. The Internet is managed by the central group, but it's located in the States. So what impacts in the States will impact everyone else. There's a link to this in the show notes, so this is just the highlights from this article. Here's what SOPA would require: search engines, payment processors, ISPs, ad networks. It would require them to block access to rogue websites on a judge's order. And while critics have raised serious concerns about how this could affect the internet domain name system, affect free speech, and sweep in a host of legal sites while doing this. I mean, you can impact the legal site. Now, the other thing it's going to do is it's going to put an effective end to the safe harbor concept that is part of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, the DMCA, which, of course, is an annoyance unto itself, but it still works, sort of. This new one here, this will crush many other people. It will grant the government the power to create DNS blacklists. Yes, a firewall on the same strain as what China has. Just to point out how ridiculous this thing is. You know, Mashable summarizes the situation like this. Protecting copyright holders may seem like a no-brainer, but some of the bill's harsh stipulations have caused controversy. For example, posting a video with any kind of copyrighted material could be considered a felony. This includes background music, film clips, clips from a national broadcast sports game, even cover songs. You know, it's like, this bill is insane, and unless the people of the United States stand up and do something about this, it will get pushed through. And if it gets pushed, because they've been trying, this is like the third or fourth incarnation of this bill, and it's been managed to get stopped every time. And if this gets pushed through, it's going to impact the web in many ways. You're going to find even your own web impacted. To me, it'd drive me mental. I might have to move my servers out of the States. Yeah, I keep my servers in the States, but, you know, it's right here. You know, the people that are behind trying to stop this is your usual suspects also. You know, Google, Yahoo, Bing, Craigslist, eBay, Twitter, WordPress, you know. All of these want to put a stop to it. And you really should go read this. Go check it out. They've got some really great links in here to contact it. They've got some tools from the Electronic Foundation Frontier, or EFF. I can't remember what that stands for. But go check this out. It's very important. Very important that you and the states do something, because unfortunately I can't do anything because I don't have any congressmen to write to. And it's up to you down there in the states. So, there's my rant for this week, and hopefully it helps. What else have I got? Well, I've got another shout-out this week. Got one going out to Manny again. Thanks a lot, Manny, for leaving us great comments. We really love it. And have no fear. Yes, Marcus will be back. Not a problem. It's just going to be gone for a couple of weeks. He mentioned it to me last week at the end of the show, and we tried to schedule to have him do some recording so we could keep him in the loop for the next 2 weeks, but unfortunately it looks like I can't connect with him. World of WordPress news. Yes, I have been playing Warcrack this past week. I managed to get in there and get myself a good solid 3 hours of gaming time in this past week. It's actually kind of nice. So get out there and play your Warcrack. World of WordPress news and other interesting related posts. Tim Thumb still in the news. We mentioned in the last episode there's a really great plugin called the Tim Thumb Scanner. Make sure you use it on all your old sites. Even use it on a few new sites if you're using old themes, just to make sure. So the attacks are rising. The spammers and hackers have all discovered that this exists and that not everybody's plugging their holes, and they're just going to town. WordPress 3.3 Beta 3 is out. And it hasn't dropped yet, but it could drop before this show goes live, or it could hang around for a little while longer. Nope, we're still on WordPress 3.3 beta. And it'll probably be, I reckon, Thanksgiving. That's a good time. That's my bet. My bet is Thanksgiving Day. How's that? WordPress 3.3 is going to drop Thanksgiving Day. U.S. Thanksgiving Day, because Canadian Thanksgiving's already passed, so. Got another article here from the WPMU team, 11 top WordPress tips from the WPMU team. That's a nice little article, gives you some great tips from them on things to do for your site. So go in and check that out. That's this week's news wrap-up. I don't have any news or new websites that, any interesting cool websites that run on WordPress discovered this week. Nothing discovered. If I did discover them, I forgot to reserve them out and, you know, bookmark them. So, at any rate, we're moving on. Nope, that's it. And in case you weren't aware, of course, this show is one-off. I record it. Go through and trim a little bit in the beginning, trim a little bit at the end, you know, just a little bit of silence, and then I put it up. I used to put bed music in, but I had too many complaints on that, and after I listened to a few of them, I realized that, I screwed it up a few times, so I quit using bed music, and everyone seems to be happier. I guess you can hear everything a whole lot clearer now without the underlying irritants of the bed music. I actually kind of liked it, but I don't know, I do this partly for me, but I do it a lot for you, my listeners. And without my listeners out there, then I'd just be blowing smoke into the wind, which is pretty useless. And hopefully some of the things I tell you here help you out, give you a little tips, some information. So what have we got this week for list of plugins? Got a few plugins. I've only got, three plugins this week. One of them is a premium plugin, and that's the first one we're going to cover here. This plugin here was submitted by Casey, and we mentioned Casey last week, and we were kind of, was that a boy or a girl? Well, he sent me an email. He's definitely a male. So sorry about that, Casey. I didn't mean to get it all mixed up, but of course, Casey is one of those names that sometimes is ambiguous, much like one of my sons who has an ambiguous name. So it can be used for both male and female. At any rate, Casey sounds like he's going to be interested in doing an interview with me. Hopefully so. Maybe I can get an interview this week with him and put it up into the next episode. That would be kind of cool. I haven't had an interview in quite a while, and I need to actually be more proactive in approaching plugin developers. That's been my biggest problem. So what have we got from Casey? It's called CB Press Plugin. It's recently updated. It's a premium plugin. It's a great little plugin if you're going to build a niche marketing kind of website, if you want to build a directory of stuff. And what it solely focuses on is ClickBank Marketplace. And if you've never used ClickBank or have been an affiliate of ClickBank, ClickBank is actually pretty cool. I've used ClickBank as an affiliate place for quite some time, and I've made a few dollars through ClickBank marketing, through being an affiliate for ClickBank. And I've had, you know, sort of different tools along the way for my WordPress for pulling in ClickBank items. Some have worked, some have been so-so, and some have been out pretty decent. This one here I was kind of impressed with. The only thing I found with it is the amount of time required to go through and set it up, and the couple of the initial instructions on it were slightly unclear. And one of the things you have to do is you have to download from ClickBank the entire list of the database from it. And it was unclear about how that needed to be done and that it needed to be done. And I think I spent like 5 or 10 minutes trying to figure out why I couldn't get anything to show up, because I thought it just went out automatically and grabbed them one at a time. But it doesn't. It turns out you have to download the database and then you start sorting your database. The database is easily sorted. You can sort it in multiple ways. You can sort it in singles. You can sort it in groups. You can sort it by categories. You can look for specific types of items. You can sort it by keywords. So I played with all these different sorting methods on my demo site, on my practice site, to see what I can and couldn't do. I thought it was pretty cool. It also has a standard page that it puts up, and what that creates is it creates an entire directory structure for all of the stuff that you've imported. It's kind of like having your own instant classified ad website that's fully complete with data, saving you a whack load of time. So if you went through and tweaked a few things, it could do that. The other thing it does is great. If you're really into affiliate marketing, you'll find that some affiliates that provide you the links and stuff, they provide you with piss poor descriptions, or they don't know exactly what to do for their titles or whatnot. This plugin here allows you to change those titles and change those descriptions so you can enhance them for SEO purposes and make it much more usable on your site. And, you know, basically, this is a really decent plugin. I really liked it. Once I got into it and got going, it was easy enough to use and set up. The other thing it does is it does automatic updates. And you just import the buttons, everything gets automatically updated. So all in all, you know, I found this to be a great plugin. I did give it, you know, a 3 dragon rating simply due to some of the complexities of setting it up. Not due to anything else, it's just due to the complexities of setting it up, it gets a 3. I know it seems a little bit tough, but it's not that bad, actually. When you're getting a 3 from it, you're doing really well. If you get a 4, it's extremely well. If it gets a 5, now a 5 means it's just too simple and perfect. It requires no brains almost whatsoever to function. So anyway, that's what this one does for you, and it's a great plugin. Spend some time with it. If you're an affiliate marketer and you like ClickBank, try this one out. Create a whole new website with this plugin. There'll be a link to where you can go get it in the show notes. No, I don't have an affiliate link to get paid for from it, but you know, I'm not going to worry too much about that. I'm just going to tell you where you can go get it, and we'll let you promote it and let you check it out. And hopefully it does some really, really good for Casey here. So what else have we got? Well, next on the list, now this is something that has been near and dear to my heart for quite some time when building websites. And I started doing this, of course, way back when. And although you'll find that it's an amazing number of people now that still don't do this. And what that is that they don't do is they forget to put in a robots text file. And robots text file is like a basic setting for any website now. And the problem is a lot of people don't think about it, or they don't realize, you know, that they actually are kind of a bit of a pain to create. You have to remember to go create it. You have to go look at all your directories that you need to block or disallow or allow. You know, you got to sometimes determine which robots you want to block or anything like that. So we all look for an easy, simple way to do this. And I've been looking for an easy, simple way to do this since I started using WordPress, because I always hated going in there. And there's a whole list of folders you want to block in WordPress, but most of them in the admin section. This one here is called iRobots.txt SEO. Simple plugin, very easy. What they've got to say about it. Now this plugin here, it might say it hasn't been updated in 522 days, but there's probably not a lot to update in it. It's compatible up to 3.2. Only been downloaded 15,000 times, but hey, maybe it'll get downloaded more after this. I mean, it's a great plugin, it's simple, and it works. What it does is it doesn't generate a real robot text file, it generates a virtual file for you, creating a very optimized and secure robot text file that's hard to get to, but robots will always find it. You can enable or disable specific user agents, directories, files, just a simple click. It also stops directories from being indexed. You can also block out a couple of things that I like to block from some sites, and one of them is the Wayback Machine and Google Images. I like to block them out from time to time, depending on the type of site I build. And so there's numerous things in there. Plus, you can set it up and put your own additional items in there if you've got a specific set of robots you need to block, like the Badu robot, which is very bad. It doesn't listen to any directions whatsoever, but it does seem to pay attention to the robot text file for some reason, which is good because the bloody thing just goes through your site like crazy. And of course, unless you do business in China, sometimes it's a pretty pointless thing to have. So anyway, this plugin here, simple no-brainer. I gave it a 4Dragon for ease of use. Very easy to use, 4Dragons, very simple. Now we've got another one here. And this one here, this plugin here, I sort of just briefly tested. And it's very simple to use, very easy to use. Now, if you don't already use Gravity Forms, I highly suggest you go get Gravity Forms, because this is a plugin for Gravity Forms. I think I was actually looking for something else. I was looking for something else when I tripped across this, and I typed in Gravity Forms, and I suddenly realized that, oh, wow, there's a whack load of plugins for Gravity Forms. So if you buy Gravity Forms, and you set that up, and you need some additional items that Gravity Forms doesn't supply, there's like a half a dozen or a dozen additional plugins for Gravity Forms to make Gravity Forms do additional stuff. And this one here is kind of cool. I thought it was a great little one. And again, this one here, very simple, easy to set up. You just go through and set it up. And what it does, Gravity Forms has a very excellent feature in it that you can take PayPal payments for products. You can actually build a mini store with Gravity Forms, or you can use the Gravity Forms for people to take payments from people. The one thing that was missing from it that I kind of wanted once or twice was I wanted subscriptions. You know, in other words, you know, a continuous monthly pay, where they don't have to keep coming back, or you don't have to keep billing them month after month. And from what I can see, this is a relatively new plugin. 45 days ago, it was when it was last updated. It's compatible up to 3.2. It's been downloaded 234 times, so I'd say it's relatively new and undiscovered. And hopefully this pushes it up there a bit. It does require Gravity Forms, so you got to go get Gravity Forms. There's links to Gravity Forms from my show notes, and yes, those links are affiliate links in full disclosure. So if you use those, I get paid. Please use them. I can use the extra buck or two. So it adds a couple of extra buttons when you're building the Gravity Forms to allow you to set up subscriptions. You can set up one-time non-subscription, you can set it up daily, weekly, or monthly, every 6 months, or yearly, etc. There's a mix and match sort of thing. Very easy to do, very simple. I gave this one here, 4Dragons, for ease of use. Very easy to use, very simple to set up, very functional, very nice. So that's it. That's all we've got this week. Unfortunately, like I said, Marcus isn't here. He will be back. As soon as he goes on his vacation, I forgot where he said he's going, but he's going to have himself a grand old time somewhere. He's in Southern California. I thought that was a vacation spot. You know, but you know, Californians, Southern Californians, I believe, are actually wearing coats this time of year. Anyway, some of the terms for plugins, nothing special this week. Closing, what have we got coming in future podcasts? We have the following for it. Hopefully an interview with Scott Chris, the creator of File Monitor. I have not been able to connect with him, but I am trying really hard. Eventually I'm going to, because like I say, he's in England, I'm in Canada, you know, we're 8 hours apart. It can be tough. Possibly an interview with Casey, the creator of the plugin we discussed just a little while ago, which somebody has gone from my head, CB Press plugin. So we'll be talking to him, hopefully, and find out more about this plugin from his point of view, and he can tell us some more. In the next episode, I've actually finally started testing out the Web Physiology Portfolio plugin, and that one will be coming up in the next episode, and it's actually a pretty decent plugin, so I look forward to a full report on that. Membership plugins, I'm still working on some membership plugins, and more lazy plugins to make your WordPress site work well, simple, and easy. That's all we've got for you this week. This is a relatively short show, simple half an hour. I hear lots of people enjoy the shows that are like that. Again, we thank you all for listening to us. It's really great that so many people join us and want to listen to the great show. What else we got? You can contact me. I can be contacted on my website at johnoverall.com. You can find me on Twitter at AnkOnSu, that's AHKONSU, or you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/johnoverall.com. And Marcus, you can still contact Marcus on his website at marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, or on Facebook at facebook.com/marcuscouch. And some of the music provided tonight is from Mevio's Music Alley. And make sure you go check it out at music.mevio.com. And there's some really great tunes there, and we'll be playing one for you just after we hit the closing.
Thank you for listening tonight. It has been a pleasure serving you at WordPress Plugins from A to Z. And we greatly appreciate your patronage and listening to our wonderful podcast. And this podcast is copyright johnoverall.com 2011 and may not be rebroadcast without permission from John. And some of the music that you have listened to during tonight's podcast came from Mevio Music's Alley. Mevio's Music Alley, get that correct. Check it out at music.mevio.com. And you'll find some great music there. I'm finding and discovering some really interesting talent there, so don't forget to check it out. So that's all for now. Tune in for our next podcast coming up soon. Thank you very much.
I promise I will try to create a new one before next episode, because that one's getting kind of old. Anyway, check out this music. This is the Paul Collins Band called Paul Collins Beat. The song is called Dreaming. Yeah, it's amazing how you have a tough time reading stuff.
All right, I was dreaming. Baby, tell me why you've been so mean to me. Tell me why you won't see me. Where did I go wrong? What did I say? Make you feel this way every other day. I really wanna know. Come on, tell me now. I cannot hang around. I'd rather hear you say I didn't have a chance. I didn't have a chance. I was dreaming. That you
you've been so mean to me. Tell me why you won't see me. Where did I go wrong? What did I say? How did I behave to make you feel the same? I really wanna know. Come on, tell me now. I'd rather hang around. I'd rather hear you say I didn't have a chance. I didn't have a chance.
Thanks, folks, for listening to our show. Have yourselves a good evening. Until next time, have a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.